Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 9 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is clear tonight, with a warm breeze in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a mild evening, while Eilat remains pleasantly warm, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, 3 hours ago, Ynet reported that Hezbollah drones wounded 5 IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon, despite expectations of a ceasefire. Also in the past 24 minutes, the Jerusalem Post reported that 5 IDF soldiers were injured, one seriously, from a Hezbollah drone strike in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, JNS confirmed earlier today that Israel eliminated 2 Hamas commanders responsible for the October 7th attacks in airstrikes over the weekend. Separately, I-24NEWS reported that the U.S. and Iran are nearing an agreement that could lead to a ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel. And finally, from earlier today, the Times of Israel covered ongoing protests in Tel Aviv against the judicial reforms. Here's what people are saying online. Fleur Hassan Nahum, deputy mayor of Jerusalem, posted just minutes ago about her meeting with the president of Somaliland, expressing optimism for a prosperous partnership. Al Arabiya English shared earlier that U.S. officials clarified misunderstandings around the U.S.-Iran agreement, highlighting no binding commitments and emphasizing Israel's right to defend itself against Hezbollah. Avi Kaner, a commentator, noted differences between the new U.S.-Iran framework and the 2015 nuclear deal, pointing out the absence of a sunset clause in the current discussions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Ynet detailed that 2 Hezbollah drones hit Israeli forces and an evacuation vehicle, marking an escalation despite potential ceasefire talks. This incident highlights the fragile state of the region as U.S.-Iran negotiations unfold. The continued violence poses risks of further destabilization in the area. Turning to the elimination of Hamas commanders, JNS reports that Israeli airstrikes in Gaza successfully targeted key figures involved in the October 7th attacks. This development underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. Such actions may contribute to temporary security, but also heighten tensions in the region. Meanwhile, the pending U.S.-Iran agreement, as reported by I-24NEWS, suggests a diplomatic effort to reduce hostilities involving Hezbollah. The deal could lead to a ceasefire impacting regional stability. However, the specifics remain unclear, leaving room for speculation and concern among regional allies. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Tel Aviv stocks have slid for the 3rd consecutive day. Investors are jittery over the U.S.-Iran deal and ongoing uncertainty on the Lebanon border, negatively impacting energy and tech shares. Separately, Globes reports that Dutch company Altana BV is suing Landa Labs over a 16 million euro debt, seeking insolvency proceedings in Israeli courts. This legal battle could have significant financial implications for Landa Labs. And finally, CTEC highlights that Tenet has raised $6 million in seed funding. The Israeli startup focuses on protecting autonomous AI systems, which is crucial as these technologies become more integrated into sensitive operations. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.